With just a minor adjustment, the opening words from that first reading of Isaiah speak directly to us who gather for the annual meeting of Emmanuel Episcopal Church. For it reads, "Thus says the Lord, He who created you, He who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." So with that one simple sentence, we are reminded of some very important facts. First of all, back in 1843, when Emmanuel Episcopal Church was founded, God was present. For God is present in the creation of all things. And not only that, but over the ensuing years, God has also formed this community through various rectors, wardens, vestries, and members. God has inspired and shaped Emmanuel every step of the way. So with that assurance, we need not fear. For God is with us. We have been redeemed. We have been called by name, and we are God's own. So we are indeed blessed. And the realization of God's ongoing presence in the life of Emmanuel Episcopal Church should bring comfort to everyone here. And that is definitely good news, because for the last 18 months and even longer, life at Emmanuel has at times been quite a challenge. From the trials and tribulations of trying to work with the city on a new road configuration, to issues around same-gender blessings, to the loss of familiar clergy, to changes in staffing, to disagreement around finances, and then to the uncertainty of calling a new rector, Emmanuel has been surrounded by feelings of uncertainty, upheaval, and loss for what must seem like a very long time. And not only is that not fun, but it can also diminish the feelings of joy and camaraderie that hold a congregation together. But here's the good news. Emmanuel has survived. And not only that, but this congregation has found the heart to move forward in spite of all its challenges and has succeeded in holding together a body of Christ that is wildly diverse, but still dedicated to the same cause, sharing the joy and power of life in Jesus Christ. So regardless of the issues and disagreements of the past few years, we need not fear. For God's love and care for this congregation, combined with the strong hearts and good souls of the people, have provided Emmanuel with the goodness and grace to stand strong and to thrive. And for all of that, everyone here should be proud, and everyone here should be grateful. And join me in applause for all of you. And so today, we do give thanks. Because as we come together for our annual parish meeting, it is important to recognize and be grateful for all that we share, past, present, and yet to come. And although I couldn't name exactly what each of you are grateful for, I know that for myself, the top of my list as I have come to know and love Emmanuel is the excellent staff that serves this church. Donna Clark, the parish administrator, is the chief den mother and unofficial face of Emmanuel, and she gives her all to this parish. And she has a heart for Emmanuel that cannot be matched. Then there's Bobby Sullivan, who I believe came here when he was about 11 or 12. Is that right? He's back there somewhere. And he has a passion for sharing good music in every way, shape, and form. And I find that to be both fun and inspiring. Gail Nicholson, another longtime member and employee, works very hard within a complex financial system to provide support and information to groups and individuals throughout the church. Karen Kearse, as day school director, has successfully rebuilt the program, and she works tirelessly in promoting and caring for the students, teachers, and parents at the school. Barb Acella and Greg Goodman work together to care for the building, and they keep it welcoming for the many church groups and community groups that come here. And last but certainly not least, we have Teresa Rice and Melissa Thomas, who have thrown themselves into their new positions in Christian formation to offer interesting and challenging programs for all ages. It is an excellent staff. So if you are a staff member and you are here, please stand. Don't be shy. Come on. Up you go. Up, and let's give them a hand. However, it is not just the paid staff that keeps Emmanuel working smoothly, for there are an abundance of people who give of their time, talent, and treasure to keep this place lively, engaging, and moving forward. And my personal thanks go out first to the discernment committee, who toiled long and hard on your behalf to call me as your new rector. And you might like that, you might not, but either way, discernment committee members, stand up and we thank you for your work. In addition, the vestry of a church in transition always has a lot to handle, and this vestry was certainly no exception. Agree with them or not, they did their best to serve God and to serve you. They deserve our thanks for their long hours of effort, as well as their determination to do the work that God had given them to do. So, Vestry, please stand, and we thank you for your ongoing work. And since it happened just as soon as I arrived here practically, I know that thanks to Marty Womble and James Carver are in order. I think they're both back there somewhere. You guys back there, stand up. Thanks to them and all the volunteers who made the 240th celebration so successful. Thank you for your work. As for the rest, I can't even begin to specifically thank all of you who, on an ongoing basis, give so freely of yourselves for the good of this church. Because I know I'd miss too many. There's just so many of you. But to all of you who make this place so special, I thank you. And know that the people of this church thank you, too, for your hard work. And then, on one last personal note, someone who I've never recognized at an annual meeting, but who certainly deserves it, someone who has been an unbelievably supportive, steady, and strong presence throughout this transition is my husband, Tom Lacey. Thank you, dear. So, we've touched on the past, and we've acknowledged the present. But what about the future? What might we, as God's people, be called to do? Well, I don't have a specific answer to that question right now, but I can tell you this. The potential is endless. This congregation has weathered hard times and come out better, stronger, and more confident. We are blessed with amazing resources, great people, and a beautiful campus. Talent abounds. So the future is bright, and over the next few months, as the vestry develops and refines plans, and as the staff continues to work hard on your behalf, and as all of you think and pray and give of yourselves in serving God and serving each other, our work together will become clear, and we will be blessed as we grow together in faith and fearlessly face a future that won't be perfect, but it will be good. Because God will still be with us, shaping and forming and loving us through it all. So do not be afraid. Instead, Be very excited and celebrate our life together with optimism, joy, and a generosity of heart that will welcome everyone and embrace everyone who comes through our door. Because Emmanuel is God's own, and God is not finished with us yet. Amen.